day for rambling. Okay, can we start? We're official?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, I'm top-lined it. We're still in the dream business. Horeya Huna Bachlam. He sees the word Huna, Nes Natsalo, because of the Nun. Mashoyas, not easy to understand. A lot of names that have Nun. Aaron, a lot of. Why Huna especially doesn't know. Chanina, Chananya, Yoichana, that's two Nuns. Nisim Natsalo, the two Nuns. See, that he claims a little bit easier to understand because the word Chanina, Chananya, Chanina means giving. Chanun, Achum, Vachanun, you have something there that Hashem is doing something for us. Okay. Horeya Hespid Bachalom. He sees the word Hespid. It's a good sign, interesting. One would think if he saw a eulogy, he's seeing the word Hespid, the Gemara explains. Min Hashemayim Chosu Olav Upidou, because Hespid, you could cut into two words. Has Pei, Chos, Hashem and Achonis, Pod, and he was Poided. Vahani Mila Bichsova, meaning I saw the Hespid, I saw Rav Huna, I saw the word Huna, or the word Yechanan. You with us there?
No.
I'm sorry, Nun Zayin Amal. It's today's page. Everybody out of whack here because of the Yom Tov. If you miss it, I also missed. Okay. Oni Yimei Shmei Rabba Mavorach. He has a dream that he's saying Yimei Shmei Rabba. Muftachlo Shu Beno El Habo. Okay, that's a good one. Hakari Krish.
That's a dream.
Yeah. No. This is all dreams. We're in the dream system here. Hakari Krishma. He dreams that he's saying Krishma. Roy Shetish Olav Shechina. El Shein Doi Rezak El Akach. Okay, the rest of the world's not ready. I'm ready. Hamenich Tfilin Bachaloyim Yitzapa L'Gedula. He's got big things up ahead of him. Shenem, we had this at the beginning, because Tfilin Shavrosh represents Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha. Yigoyim Askeer, it shows us that we're in a good position. Shenem V'Roh Kol Hamei Yoratzi Shem Hashem Nikra Lecha Etanya Blazago Adolam Yel Tfilin Shavrosh. Rashi learns back there because it has two ICs. Taisis learns because you see it as opposed to Tfilin Shal Yad, which is generally covered. Hamispal b'chaloyim, you dream that you're davening. Simen yofalo, that's a good simen. V'hani mili delosiyim, meaning you woke up from your dream, you were still in the middle of davening. Rashi says because that shows you're close to this Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You woke up and you finished sleeping, you were still davening. That shows a keshet Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now comes this strange zachanim. Habo alimo, it's a very strange thing. He sees himself being born as mother. You think it's a terrible zach. That's a good sign. Bachaloim yitzapa lebino shenemar. You have to be careful. This pasuk doesn't say aim. It says ki im labino tikro. If, as Moshe points out, the Gemara is darshaning as ki aim, that a mother and bina go together. Now, the Targum, if I'm not mistaken, could well be mistaken, but I think the Targum in Mishlei learns that word to mean mother. Now, even though the word says im, not aim, it says im in Mishlei, ki im labina tikwa, if you will call to bina. But I'm pretty sure that the Targum says ki imo libna yusa tikwa, you'll call bina your mother. Habol naira hamoroso, as a dream that is born a naira hamoroso, yitzapa la Torah. Shenemar, because the Torah is referred to as moiroso. Torah tziv alonu Moshe, moiroso akilas yankiv. It's a famous Gemara. I'll take him my rosh ele my rosh. Fine. Habo ala choyse b'chaloyim. Yitzapa l'chochmo. Shenema amor l'chochmo. Achoyse yad. Chochmo is somehow represented by the sister. Habo ala ishis ish b'chaloyim. Muv techloshu ben amay lom abo. Now this is really strange. Rashi says here, what is ishis ish abdur lom abo? Rashi says here, v'noytel chelko v'chelek chaveiro b'gan Eden. The domi la ishis ish. It's like, just it's like Eishes is you're taking something that belongs to someone else, obviously in a bad way. It somehow represents that you're going to get not only your chelik in Gan Eden, you're going to chap someone else's chelik in Gan Eden. Now, Zog Gemara preface, so you got to be careful here.
All these Gemaras seem to say that this person has a shaykh, has the Rabbah, has a shaykh. What does that do with Habah?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see, it's going to get even worse yet soon in the Gemara, this Habah business. Yeah, why couldn't he just have a dream and see his mother in the chaloyim? He sees his sister in the chaloyim. Now, there's a caveat, as they say here, the Gemara says, a person has a dream that he's born Eishes Ish. I mean, that could be Stam Hira Aveira. And the guy saw an Eishes Ish, and he had a wrong thought, and he dreamt about it. That's like a normal thing. What I said, this is all talking. Well, he doesn't know who that woman is, and he never thought about it. If he comes up a dream like that, if he was Mahari, that's his problem. I don't do with this. Hani midlo yodalo, he doesn't know her. He didn't think about her. Then that's a different thing. Okay. Omer b'chi barabu. It's possible. I'm not just thinking of a bit of the top of my head. I really don't know it, but maybe just that bush shows that you have a close connection to that thing. I don't know. I really don't know. Omer b'chi barabu. Haro chitim b'chalom. Is this chitim? Rosh shalom. Shenema. Hasom gulech shalom. Chelav chitim. Yasbiyech. Haro yisoyim. Is his balis b'chalom. Soru avoynoisov. It means it's a good dream to have if I'm kip. I have to be honest, I wouldn't know if it was a bali or a chita in my dream. But anyway, shenema besor avoynei v'chatozit. What is it with soirim? Mashal says we're going just with the lashon here. Vesor avoyn. Vesor sounds like soirim. That's how the Gemara is darshaning it. Vesor sounds like soirim. So it become having one of the sort of was a symbol of your aveiras going away. Omer abzeiro anolo salki mi bovel. I didn't go up from bovel to eretz yisrael. Because Bovel, and it's a person who lives in Chutzlars, has a virus. And so if you don't, so he didn't go up till he had that dream. He knew he had a clean slate. Then he went up there to Adachazoi Sairi Bechel. Horoye Geffen to Uno, a full Geffen, meaning a vine with grapes ready and loaded. How do you know how he's loaded? Vachaloim, ein ishto mapelas to follow. That's a good sign. It means his wife will not have miscarriages. Shenemar. The symbol that's used often in Nach, the symbol of a woman being fruitful, bearing fruit, is a Gefen Poriah. Oh, actually, Gefen Poriah. Oh, Soreka, how did it change? Soreka is the, not the closest of the gates, but the branch. Is that what they call on a vine? The branch? Do you have an English word for Soreka? You have an English Gemara there? Soreka is the branch of the vine. Is it called the branch on a grapevine? I'm not sure. It means the branch, not just the grapes, but the thing of the vine itself.
Branch of a vine.
The branch of the vine. You see the branch now. Before you saw the whole vine loaded with the grapes, now you're seeing the branch. Yitzapele Moshiach, Shenema, that's in Birchas Yankiv. Oysri lagefen iroi v'lasoreika b'ni asoinoi. If you look at the Targum, the Redashim, this Pasuk on Moshiach, La Sareka B'ni Asoinoi is talking to them. It's the whole Pasuk talking about Mashiach. That's Achronim Esk. Geffen is also there for a simon of Mashiach, but whatever. Okay. Haroi Te'enu Bachalom, a fig. Toirosu Mishtameris Bekirbo. El Kippus Toirosh, Shenemar, Noitze Te'enu. That's a famous Pasuk. Yechal Pir, you want to watch the Te'enu. So Te'enu is a symbol of something being watched. So your Toirosh will be watched, so to speak. It'll be retained. Okay. Haroi Remoin in Bachalom. Zutri, small ones. Pori iske kerimoinu. If they're little ones, it's a symbol that your business will be poire. It will be fruitful. Ravarve, big ones. Robi iske kerimoinu. It means your business will be big. It's a good simon for the nechos. Palge, if you saw rimoinim shenechlaku, meaning cut in half. Im talmid chochem hu yitzapel le toira. That's a simon of toira. Shenema ashkecho miyeno rekach. May assist remoini. Yeno rekach is a symbol of Torah, as she says, posing Shashirim. May assist remoini from that which is squeezed out from the remoini. Vimamoritsu. What? You should hope for. Oh, means up cup. It's coming up. It's a piece of Yeshua. Vimamoritsu, it's up a mitzvah. You can't, you know what I mean? On Torah, health, there's dreams. Can dream from hang to tomorrow. Can't become a tamachochim on dreams, you know? So if you're not moritz, not you has a shalom, but if we find an amoret somewhere, you know, it's hard to find them today. But if you find one and he has this dream, you're not going to say it's up on the Torah. I mean, he has a dream, let me come back home. But mitzvahs, it's a simon of mitzvahs, because remind him is also a simon of mitzvahs by us. Shenemar, kipelech orim en rakosech. My rakosech, I feel reconim, even the empty people, shebucho abayin malay mitzvahs kareem. Haro zaysim, he sees olives. Zutri, His business, his asokim, his nechosim will be poro v'rov, and the last like zeis. V'hani meiri pri, if you see the fruit. Aval ilon, if you see the zayis tree, it's a simon of something else. Havi lebonim merubel, have many children. Shenema bonecha nocha loshin and tilim bonecha kish silei zeisim sovev l'shulchan necha, meaning you'll have a lot of children. Ikadamrei, a little different. Taro zayis b'chaloim, if you see an olive. Shem Toiv Yitzeloi, he's going to have a good reputation. Shenema Zayis Ranon Yofa Pri Torah Kor Hashem Shimcha. Good. Haro Shem in Zayis Bachalom. Now he's seeing not the olive, not the tree. He sees olive oil. Oil. Yitzapil Lemor Torah. He can hope for more Torah. Shenema. V'yikhoi Lech Hashem in Zayis Zoch. Haro Tmorim Bachalom. Dates. Tomu Avonoisov. That's similar to what we had before. Sa'irim. So Ravoinen. No pshat. It sounds the same. Dashing it from the sound. Shenema tam avoinech bas tziyah. Well, tomorrow, tam, tomorrow. Okay. Om Rabbi Yosef, ro eiz bachaloyim. What's eiz? A goat. No. How did it translate? A goat?
Yeah.
Morning, man. How are Shona mir zborechas. He's going to have a good year. Ezim. If he sees a few, more than one goat, shonim mizborchus lo, simmer for a good few good years, shenemar, posuk mishnah, v'dei chol of izim l'lachma, you'll have enough from the milk of the goats to take care of yourself. So izim is apparently a sign of plenty. So if you see a goat, it's a good sign for 1 year. If you see a couple of goats, it's a sign, a good sign for a couple of years. Roya hadas b'chaloim. This is the season right now for hadas. You see a hadas in your dream. Again, I assume it's not because you're searching for hadassim all day, so you got them on your head. I mean, stop, you had a dream about hadass. Nechosim matzlichen loy, is nechosim we matzliach. V'ein lo nechosim, Yerusha nofela slomi mokamach. It means your money, your holdings will be good, and if you happen to be broke, it means you're coming into something. You'll get a Yerusha some. It's a very interesting thing. You look at it, Rashi, what does hadass have to do nechosim matzlichen? If Rashi says, ki hadass zeh, your nechos will be like this hadas she all of mishuloshim ze al ze kimin klil. That the hadas says all of mishuloshim, 300 ring mishuloshim. Good. What does mishuloshim have to do with nechos of matzlichim? Say a funny zach. The goyin says, because the Gemara in Bamitzias says the best way to invest your money is to have it shlish in this, shlish in that, shlish in karkav, shlish in this. That's what he means. Should be mishuloshim, divided into three investments. A baron. We dive in regular time. You dive in a few minutes early. 6:45. Okay. Omaru. What? 6:45. 6:45. Omaru lo v'amri lo b'masnita tona v'hu d'chazu b'kanai. When is it a good simad hadas? I mean, you see them not a hadas in the air, but growing out from the ground. B'mechuba. Or a esrig b'chaloyim. Hodor hu l'fnei kainai. It means he's beautiful b'fnei Hashem. Shenema priyetz hodor kapis tmorim. Those words kapis tmorim really don't belong here. Maritz Chayis points that that's not the point. Priyetz hodor. Okay. Haro, he claims it goes with the next piece of Gemara. Haro lulav bachalom. He sees a lulav. Ain lo ela leiv echad lo b'vshav shemayim. Means a full mind. Haroya avos bachalom. This is an interesting Gemara point. Avos bachalom. Avos, how do they translate? A duck, I think. No, a goose. The gooses make a lot of noise. Anybody know? It seems from this Gemara that they make a lot of noise, geese. Or else the Gemara has no pshat. What?
Have them here flying around.
Yeah, they don't make noise, do they? They just come on the lawn and mess you up.
When they fly.
They do make noise. Ah, good. Then it's good. Because the Roya Avos Bachalom Yitzapu L'Chochma. You can expect Chochma. Why? Shenema Chochma's Bachutz Taroina. They will, the Chochma's will outside make, sing. See, these, apparently because these dogs make a lot of noise. V'habole, again, bole, have a Rosh Yeshiva. Dr. Rashi, Shemachu is a Mitzavah Ram. The Rosh Yeshiva is always talking a lot. He's speaking in public. So they ask him, what do you need? Habor. The Avos itself is a simon of making noise. It's the same type of problem. Rav Ashi was for the great Rosh Yeshivas. Anira Isiyo, I saw an Avos in the Chalim of Bosila. I thought I had a dream. Visalkas Lagdula. He thought I became the Rosh Yeshiva after that dream. Horea Tarnagol, chicken Bachalom, Yitzapel Ben Zohar. Tarnagoylim, Yitzapel Bonim Schori. Tarnagoyles, it's a chicken, whatever, the female chicken. Yitzapel tarbitzo no'o, a nice garden. Vigilo, and happiness. And Rashi points out from the word. Tarnagoyles is, he can make it, Rashi says, tarbitzo no'o vigilo. You have that word hiding there. Raw baits in bachalom, eggs. Tluya bakoshosoy. His whatever he's looking for, his bakosh is besophic, like these beitzim, because the food of the beitz is hidden in the shell. You can't really know what's going on. So you're not sure what's doing with your bakosh. Nishtabru, he sees in the chaloim that the egg cracks open. Nasis bakoshoso. Because now he knows it came out of hiding. He sees the oichel as soon as he sees his tachlis, what he wants. Okay. V'chein egoizim, v'chein kishuim, all these things, v'chein kol kli schuchis. V'chein kol hanishborim ko'el. Anything that breaks. Now, Mashiach points out, it can't mean v'chein exactly the same, because in eggs, what we're saying is that when you see the egg, it means your goal is unclear because you can't see the food. If it cracks open, you can't. What's that do? Klischuches. There you can see your thing. Nothing's concealed in the klischuches. It doesn't mean that. It just means all these things are the same, that whatever they mean, which we don't know in the chaloim, but whatever they mean, once they break open, then you know you got it. That's all the ones b'chein. It can't be the same exact thing as eggs. Eggs is concealed and becomes revealed. That's not true by klischuches. It means v'chein that if the glass, whatever the glass represents, which you want to tell us, if the glass breaks, it means you get that goal, whatever it is over there. Hanichlus lekrach, he sees himself going, entering a big city. He's in good shape. He knows what he wants. He's getting. Shenemar, we just had this in the Arba Tzrichim Lehoidin. It's the long capital. Kuvzayin. Shenemar vayanchem el mechoyz cheftzom. He brought them to mechoyz cheftzom. Mechoyz is a city. Cheftzom, meaning what he wants, he'll get. Hamegalich roishu bechalom. He's shaving. He's taking a haircut. Simin yofalos, a good simin. Got to tell the barbers that. Roisha Yuskonoi, if he sees himself getting a haircut and shaving the beard also, is loyul l'chol mishpachto. That's a good simen for him and the ganze mishpacha. Hayeshe ba'arevo k'tan, he sees himself sitting in a small boat. Shem tov yoytzilo. He'll have a good name. Ba'arevo k'del in a big boat, loyul l'chol mishpachto. Here the Gemara does not explain how they know that. It just says it. Vahani mili, the medalia dalia, that the boat is going begoiva shel yam. How do they translate that in English?
Crest of waves.
Yeah, meaning the boat is not, it's going up, you know, on the high part of the water. Then it's a good sim. It's in a rowboat type operation. It means you'll have a good shem toif. And if it's in a big boat, then it's for everybody in the family. Hanifne bachalom. He sees himself going to the bathroom. Simen yofalo. Shenema, we had this called mia tsoyali poseyach. Was that she tsoy moshe tsoyo? You know, it's an ayin, not an aleph. But it means it went out quickly. It's a good thing. We'll have it again soon. V'hani mili de lo kinech. That's only if he doesn't see himself wiping himself, because then he dirties his hands, or he's not such a good sim. Okay. Oyle le gag b'chalom. He goes up to the roof. Oyle le gdulo. Yorad. He sees himself going down. Yorad megdulos. Abay v'rov damrin not abay. Came with sheolo. Olo. Okay. Once you went up, you went up. Doesn't mean you're going to come down. Hakorei begod of bachaloyim. He sees himself tearing his clothing. Koyrim lo gzardino. That's a good thing. Ha'oymed orum bachaloyim. He sees himself naked. So it depends where he is. Bibovel, like we said before, bovel is representative of Averis. Eretz Yisrael is without Averis. So if you see yourself in bovel, orum, it means you're orum from those Averis. It's a good thing. Bibovel, oymed belochet. Eretz Yisrael, it's so representative of mitzvahs. If you see yourself orim in Eretz Yisrael, faket, it means you're orim for mitzvah, bad sign. Orim below mitzvahs. Hanit b'sasardia was picked up by the police. He was speeding. Anyway, they captured him, so he can't run away. Then the police didn't give you a ticket. They captured you. He didn't get away so fast. Shmir in Asaslo. It means that's a shmir, faket, that's symbolic of a shmir. Just like they put you in jail, they shame you. It means you have a shmir. Nosnu b'koylor, they put him in chains. That's garkut the shmir. Hosifu lo shmira al shmira osu. V'ani mila b'koylor with a chain thing. Avol chavol b'am, they tied him up with a rope. Lo, that's not chazach. Hanichnas la agam b'chalor. The agam is a place where you have a lot of reeds and they're tightly packed, big, little, tightly packed. Nasa rashiva. That means you're going to become a rashiva. Because by a reshiva, you have everybody, all the Talmidim, when he says the shir, and it's tightly packed. Some are better, some are shvachel, big, little. Liyar, if you go into a forest, and a forest is big trees, but they're not so tightly packed like reeds in an agam. Tree here, tree there. That means more spread out. That's already, one understands, that's not the regular shir. Because by the regular shir, it's packed. Everybody comes to the shir. Not like here, it's not so packed here. But there it was. They had the Chazor Shir, the son, like we call Chazor Shir, the guy who says over the Shir. When you say over the Shir, the Olam is not so crowded, because not everybody's coming. Only those who didn't understand the first time come back. So that's a simen for the Chazor, they call today. That's Liyar Nasir Rosh Lebnei Kal, I mean the ones who have to hear the Shir over. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breda, Veshua, Chosu, Chelma. They had a dream. Rapapa dialogue more talk exactly. He saw the agam, he saw going to the agam, Nasser Rashiva came in Rashiva. Rafuna Brady of Shud, Ayliar, Nasser Roshim Lekal. Ikadamre Tavayu La Agma Ayli. Both had the dream, they went into the agam. El Rafpapa the Toli Tavlo, Nasser Rashiva. Rafpapa in that dream went into the agam and had a bell. He had a bell around his neck. So he's making more noise. Doesn't say about Rashiva, because Rashiva is always talking. Rafuna Brady of Yeshua, the low toli tavla, Nasser Rosh Lebnei Kala. Omer Ravashi, I know Ailus Lagma, the toli tavla, the Nafka Benavu. Not only did I have a bell around my neck, I was making noise with the bell. I wanted to grace the Rosh Lebnei. It's very interesting, because he, the Gemara, I show up with, he before had the other dream of being born to Avos to become a Rosh Lebnei. Like the Rosh Lebnei Zegorim, he had both dreams. Itaka became from the biggest Rosh Lebnei we ever had. Tony Tana Kamid, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, make his dam bachaloi. He sees himself, you know, a bloodletting they used to do. Because dam, the red, represents aveirus. Red is symbolic of aveirus. So losing the dam is symbolic of the avoinus going away. Lined up. My sturin, sturin l'mimcha. I mean, they're set up ready for mechil. Tony Tana Kamed Bshesh, or a Nochash Bachalim. Parnasosim is umenes, because the Nochash is the similar person who has his Parnasa right away. He eats offer, he has no problem. He has his Parnasa all the time. So if you see a Nochash, see my good Parnasa. Noshcho, if the, what do you call it? If the Nochash bid him, Nichbalo, he got double Parnasa that year to get a better accountant for the taxes. But he has double Parnasa. Horgo, if he kills in the dream, he kills the Nochash of the Parnasa. He lost it because he knocked out the Nochosh, is symbolic of the Parnos. If he kills the Nochosh, it's a vice that he's killing his Parnos, so to speak. Omalei Rav Sheish is called Shikesh Faket. If he's Mizgaber on the Nochosh, that's so certainly the has Parnos. It's not true. Just that the Sheish had a dream where he thought he killed the Nochosh. So he wants, like he learned before, it goes boss to the Pisorin. He wanted to be Pisor at that. It's not true. Rav Sheish, who the Chosr, Chazi Bechelmi, had to Gezen Bekatlin, he killed it. Tony Tanak, Abdel Biechen, Chomini Mashkin, Yofan Lachalim. All beverages are good in the chalim. Chutz min ha-yayin. Why? Because yayin is hard to know. It's, you never know. For some people it's good, for some it's not. Yeh shall save a toivlo. Some drink wine, it's a good. Yeh shall save a ralo, it's bad. Yeh shall save a toivlo, shenem yayin sam chavanesh. Yeh shall save a ralo, shenem tu sheikhar, le'oived, v'yayin, le'mor ha-nefesh. Omle Reb Yechon, le'tana toni, tamat chochem, lo'lam toivlo, be'at tamat chochem, is always good. May it will be a good simon. Shenema luchulach mubalachmi ushsu b'yein mosochti. And that the Gemara Chagiga, that pasuk is talking about Torah. I'm Rabbi Yechonon. He's given off a pasuk l'tach piv. Person wakes up with a pasuk on his mind or on his mouth. That's a nevuah ketan. You had that before on Hayom of Beis. Achrein meis. Why the Gemara repeats itself? It's the same exact piece of Gemara. There's no addition and doesn't belong here. Let's go. Shloisha Malachim Haim. In terms of a Chaloim, there are three kings. Horoya David Bachaloim, Yitzapalachsid, is David against the Chos, Tilim, Shloime, Yitzapalachokma, Achor, that's a good, Yidag Menaporonus. Gimel Nevim Haim. Horoya Sefer Malachim, Yitzapalachdullah. Yecheskel, Yitzapalachokma, Maisim Ekovitz in Yecheskel, and then Chokma. Yeshaya, Yitzapalachom, all the Nechomas in the second half of Yeshaya. Now you'll note there are four here. The Gemara just said three. In the world, it's four. In a goyin takes out the goyin takes out Yeshaya Letzapel Nechama. If you see on the side in Avos Reb Nosson, the first Yecheskel Letzapel Nechama is not there. Okay, Shloisha Ksuvim Gedoyim. There are three Ksuvim Gedoyim. Tilim Yishlei Ilo, the big Ksuvim they call it. Haraya Sefer Tilim. Yitzapel Chasidus Tilim Dor Chasidus. Mishlei Tzapel Chochma, Iyov Yidang Mena Poronos. Shloisha Ksuvi Ketanim Hei. Horoyesh Yashirim, these are the smaller ones. Bachalom Yitzapel Chasidus, as Rashi says, Kulo Yira Shomayim V'chibes Amokim B'leiv Kol Yisroel. Shashim Lo Kulo Avo between Hashem and Kol Yisroel. Koyeles Yitzapel Chochma, Kines Eicho Yidang Mena Poronos. Horoyim Megillas Esther, Nes Nasalo, okay, because the Megillah, here in Tassan Samachoyim is a funny Zachim. One isn't listed before me. Megillah says it's in Ksuvim. You have three Ksuvim like this, three Ksuvim like that. Esther is a part of Ksuvim also. Is Rebbe Horowitz wants to say that if you remember in Megillah, even if you don't, but in Davchez, Amachalek is whether Esther is part of Kisvei HaKodesh or not. So he wants to say maybe this man Dom is going that it's not. Maybe he didn't consider it part of Ksuvim. It's a funny Gemara. Shloisha Chachomim Heim. Haroa Rebbe Bachalom Yitzapel Chochma. Reb Lezer ben Azar Yitzapel Ashi was a very rich man. Rebbe Shmuel ben Alisha Yidim ben Puronos. We just said it yesterday. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was from the Asar Aruge Malchus, from Faker. He suffered a lot because they ripped off the skin from him. It's a symbol of Puranus. Shloisha Talmidei Chachomim Heim points out the Mashor, the first group of Chachomim, because they had Smicha. The next group of people didn't get Smicha. They're called Talmidei Chachomim. Haroya ben Azai, these little people never got Smicha. Ben Azai b'chalom mitzapel achsidus, ben Zoy mitzapel achokma. Acher, yidag min apuronus. Kol min chayis, the office chalom, any chaya that you see in the chalom is good chutz, except in a peel, an elephant, a koif, a monkey, and a kapoid. What do they do for kapoid? Rashi says, it's dumb to a monkey, has a long tail, a marten. I think it's a type of monkey. What do they have for it?
Martin,
very good. So elephant is no good. We learned yesterday.
Yesterday,
2 days ago. I had it before also. When is it good? Is when you see the peel with a saddle on it. That's the Russian. Yeah, it has a saddle on it, or it's got a harness, whatever. Then it's a good sign. All metal objects is a good sign, except chutz mimar pestle v'kardom. Okay, Mendy, gonna help me? Mar, I think is a hammer. I think what? Okay. Yeah, the last one's like pestle. I thought it was a plane. The thing you smooth down the things. That's how they tie it. Okay, whatever. Anyway. When is all those things bad? When you see it with the handle, meaning it's ready to be used for destructive purposes. Like these all destructive type things. With the handle, the stomach, that you can. With the handle, you can use it, then it's a bad setup. Kol mine peiris yofen lachalayim chutz, mi pagei tomorrow. Pagei tomorrow is, Rashi says, unripe dates, correct. Kol mine yirokis yofen lachalayim. Chutz mi rosh eliftis, turnips. Rav said, lo iatre, I didn't get rich, ad chazi rosh eliftis. Apparently it's a good simon. What? Yeah. But there was a bed. Don't say it's like there's a bed. Hold on. Zog dimor, ki chozo bikanayu. If you see it, bimchubur, then it's good. That's what Rav saw. But if you see it betolush, you see the turnip cut off from the ground, then it's a simon for Marcus, like we had in Unvov, kolfi balata, you swallowed a stick like it's a bad sin. Okay. I'm sorry? Not saying why anything, not saying anything. The facts. I mean, why is here at all? Chelis is not good. So to Rashi, because it's greenish, yorick. We wouldn't call that quite green, but anyway, shapon of yeroikim choyluhu, person's face gets green, is not a good sign. Kumini oifis yofen lachalayim, chutzman karyev, kipuf, korporoi. I give up the ship. What do you want? You ain't got any good words for this stuff? Lilis, one is a bat, I think. What do you got, Mendy?
Karyev, kipuf, and perfect, right?
They don't have English words. Talfa, one of them is a bat, for sure. Talfa, Rashi types Talfa is a bat, generally. A mole. Okay. Oh, an owl is this. Lilas, I think, is an owl. Night birds. Good. Gimel nichnosim leguf. They go in, vein aguf, and then good godnias. Now, what do they teach? Rashi teaches good godnias, a word, and they claim it means duv devonim. That's cherries. I don't know why cherries are so bad. What do they teach good godnias? Some sort of berries. Today they use it for cherries in Hebrew. Cherries, they say. Cherries. I don't know why cherries ain't aguf, and then it's English. Vekafnias. Kafnias is also, it's a type of, where's Rashi? It's a bad type of date. Upage Tuami has unripe dates. These are three things that go into Igor if you're not Nen. I don't know what the problem with good godliness is. Shloisha einich notzim lakuf. They don't go in, vaguf nenemeyem. Elohein rechit sasicha v'tashmish. I get those nachmanim say, God, that's why you don't make a brocha. Why don't you make a brocha? Why don't you make a brocha? Why don't you make a brocha? Basically, the Magen Avraham says, because it doesn't go into the goof. I don't go into the goof. We don't make a broch on it. Shloisha main elam abo. What? I'm sorry? Yeah. Therefore? And if it goes in, it does something. Yeah, I understand. But of course, that nichnas la goof.
We hold sicha as kishriya.
Yeah, I understand. Sikh is the same thing as Ravit. Yeah. Three things made in Lamaba. Ain't no Shabbos, Shemesh, Vitashmish. Shabbos made in Lamaba. Shemesh, the warmth, a bright sun. Hatashmish, what was it? Tashmish. Tashmish the ma. Ilam Tashmish amito. Now we just said Tashmish you are nene. But the Mashiach points out to say it's meinam habor has to be a nene without a drawback. You know, it's complete. But makish kochis, but mice it weakens a person. Tashmish nekovin, the sun going to the bath and being mefane. That's meinam habor. Okay, shloshim eshivin daito shalodom. Three things calm a person down. Rabbi Ashur says if you're sad or depressed, something like that, these things can calm one down. Ain't kol maravareach. Isn't this under Rashi? I don't know what it means exactly. Rashi says kol shalmine zemer or kol orif shal isha. Now that we know that music can calm a person down. That's how you can knock it. I'm knocking David HaMelech over there. Now, what does that mean? I'm not sure because you're not allowed to listen to Kol Orev Shel Isha. So I said, maybe it means his wife. Yeah. So I've just come, it comes out from here as a good zach in a shidduch. It's a good thing to look for a shidduch, a girl that has a good voice. Got to get it in the resumes. What? What can I tell you? Shloshim Marchiv in Daitel Shalodom. Elohim diran no isha no vekelim noim. But this is an interesting thing. What's meant machiv and daitel shalodom? The Rambam Mishmar Neprokim says it's a good thing. It gives you what we call hachova sadas. The Rambam says it's bikei for talmidei chachom to learn at the nachas ruach diran no isha no kelim noim. He learns it's a positive thing. I'm sure you looked. It's a negative thing. Marchiv and Daitel Shalom means to give you a nefesh rechova like Bilom. You'll become a baltaiva. I'm sure learns a bad thing. Interesting. And it's Meshiv and Daitel means a good thing. A person is down or is sad. These things can pick you up. This means it'll give you a nefesh rechova. You'll get too used to things. It's a baltaiva. That's what Rashi. That's not the Mashiach says. The Mashiach says it's a bad thing. It'll make you a baltaiva. What? That's what he says there. He says like Bilam. Nefesh Rechov, Bilam is not a plus, boy. It's from the bad signs. Chamisha Echon Mishishim, five things are one out of six. They learn. Eish Dvash Vishabis, Vishina Bachaloim. Eish Echon Mishishim Laganim. That the Musa Swarim Hakim. That the fire we have is one out of 60 is the fire that's going to be. Dvash Echon Mishishim Lamon. It's a 60th of what was about a Monday. Shabbos Echon Mishishim Lamabo. Shin Echon Mishishim Lamisa. It's a taste of death. Chaloim Echon Mishishim Lanavu. It's a psa. And these all these Gemaras basically. It has some Shaykhs to a Nevu Ketan in there. Shisha Dvorim Simin Yofel Lachoyla. Six things are good for a Choyla. Say an interesting Gemara. Eilen Itush. I think Itush. How do they tell each other? They sneezing, no? Yeah. Zeya, perspiring, shilshul, a diarrhea type thing, keri, shina, vachalom. These are all good for a choyla. Itush dechsiv, ati shoysov toyalor, suppose can eat. His sneezes will bring light. Zeya dechsiv, bezeya sapecha toyalechem. Again, the Mashiach points out, the poshup shana posuk is not a good thing, it's a bad thing. Bezeya sapecha is a klolov kafodom. The Gemara is just taking it, it's not taking in the pshat, bechalal. Shilshul dechsiv, miyat soyali posuk. We had before, it's a good thing. When you have to go, that you go. Forget the Gemara says v'lo yomus l'shachas. Carry the siv yire zera yaruch yomim. That's kind of brought in Hilchus Yom Kippurim. If a person, it's like a Gemara in Sof Yom. If a person's wrote carry Yom Kippur, and it lives out the years after simin toivloi. So this pasuk they bring. Shina the siv yashanti yos yonuach lichaloim the siv v'atach limeini v'hachyeni. Again, it's not the pasuk pshat. That word doesn't mean chaloim in the pasuk there. Okay, Shisha Dorma, Rapin Esachel, we had this once upon a time, Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Six things are good for the Chayla, Mechol Yo, Urfuas Rufua, Elohein. Kruv is, Kruv is cabbage. Trodden is beets, Sisin Yevation, we didn't know they needed. Nan, it's some sort of, what are they? It's some sort of soup, I don't know. It's a mint soup, Nan, they touch on the side, I go, Nan, Nan is mint. Yeah, put them with water. The cave or the stomach of the animal, haras is the rechem, the uterus of the animal. The yoseres hakovid is the diaphragm. Yeshem abdogim ketan, we had this on daf mem, I think. Yeah, small fish. They make good the whole. It's a healthy zach, little fish. Which fish they're referring to, I don't know. These 10 things, faket, will intensify the chayli. Chayli kosher. Elohim. Echel bosa shpsar shor. Bosa Shomi fat meat, Bosa Tzli roasted meat, Bosa Tziporim for birds, Ubeitz Tzluya roasted egg. Vitiglachas, taking a haircut. Taking a haircut when you're sick is not a good thing. Shcholayim. Some sort of, what do they teach you? I never knew what this means, etc. Grass, one of those, okay. Who? Yeah, it's some sort of a green vegetable, no grass, but lettuce. Cholav agvin of Amerechatz. Yeshem af goyzim, yeshem af kishuim. These are all bad for a person not well. Tana Reb Yishmuel, loma nikra shmon kishuim. Why do they call kishuim? They shem koshim. Laguf, the bad kicharobis. It's bad like swords. Hine. So you're telling me all these things are bad. I would learn vok siv ayom al Hashem lo by Esav and Yankiv. Shnei goyim bevit nechashim brings a chumash dal tikri goyim al geyim. Proud people. I'm a Rebbe Yehuda. I'm a Rabbi Elantaninus for Rebbe. They were friends. He was from Asi, from Yankiv. They were very rich, both. Shalaposak Mishulchonam, Loitznoin, Volochazaris, Volochishuin, Lobimasacham, Lobimasakshomim. Similar to their wealth is that they always had these. Some Ashalons and Abadizor. These are seasonal things, yet they were so rich, they were always able to have whatever. It sounds like Kishuin Zagutazach. They tell me they were so rich, they always had poison on the table. It's ridiculous. Obviously, kishuin is a good zach to have on the table. So, come on, lekashu habaravere habezuchi. Big ones or little ones, which is which? Rashi says the little ones are good, the bad, big ones apparently are not so good. Toner rabbanan. Now, the matzchais will take a breather. All this was a parenthesis from the shloisha and the chamish. We're going back now, back to the roya bachaloims. We were in the middle of a list of roya bachaloims over there. We got sidetracked over there. With three people over there, Shloshim Malachim, and we got the three, the fives, and all that. We're going back now to Chaloyim's. Is Mes Babayis? You see, that's your Chaloyim. Is a Mes Babayis? Shalom Babayis. It's a good sign. Ochel Vishoso the Babayis. Simin Yofel Babayis. Not Al Kalim in Babayis. Simin Ral Babayis. Tirgam Rav Papa Ben Asana V'Sandalo. When we say took something out of the house of Beitz, it means shoes. Because that's a simon Rashi says for Yotze, people walking out, just taking people out of the house, the mess. Kol d'shokol shichwa, anything you see a mess taking out of a house, mali is a good thing. Bami mesana v'sandalo. Strange dream. You see a dream with a mess taking the shoes out of the house, that's not a good thing. You see him taking something else out of the house, that's yeah, a good thing. Kol d'yoiv shichwa, if you see the mess putting something into the house, I guess, Mali, that's good. Bami afro v'chardalo. Because offer obviously is a simon of burial, of death. If you see him bringing offer into the house, it's a simon is bringing more kfur into the house. The chardal also somehow represents, I think they bring over there from somebody, I don't know from who, that chardal is made together with the gecholim vendor. You got it over there. Who says it over there? I forget. The Shlaima Mishnah, so fine a year, the Psalitvish, wrote a Sefer on Brokas. Because you need it with coals, and the coals disintegration. It's also symbolic of death. Okay, let's move it. Mokum Shenekh, obviously, we had in the mission, you see a Mokum Shenekh, Avod Zora, you make a Brokha. Baruch Shoka Akumei Atzeinu in Eretz Yisrael. Tana Rabban, Haro Makulis, it was an Avodah Zorah. Most Rishonim learn it doesn't mean Shemim Makulis, Azein Shulchan Aruch, means any Avodah Zorah. Just this Tana, where he lived, that was Avodah Zorah. They used to be Oivet, so he picked Makulis. Omer Baruch Shonosan Erech Apayim La Oivet Ritzoinai. The Mishnah's talking where you saw it ripped out. If you see an Avodah Zorah, you say Noach and Erech Apayim La Oivet Ritzoinai. It's born Shulchan Aruch. The Ramos says, though, we don't do it anymore today. Tosfos already says, because we, yeah, like we had before, any of the Roya Brochas is 30 days. We see them every day. We see the Avodah Zorahs all the time, and it's very common. So Bezman says, we don't make this Brocha. Interesting, the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, you got to make it when you see a Beis Avodah Zorah. It was at that church, you have to make this Brocha. The Bach says, no, you got to see the Getchke itself. But the Ramah says, we don't do it, Bezman. The Ramah says, we don't do it. And Markim Shenekri, man, Avodah Zichom, you see the place that Akum was. It was what? Just anyway.
No.
That's Nekar. No, that's also Me'ar Tseinu. Chutzot Tseinu, Markim Hazeh. The Bracha, that's Eka. I'm not talking about Nekar. I'm talking the Bracha when you see the Avodah Zorah. When you see the Avodah Zorah standing, you make this Bracha. Erech HaPayim. Ramos says we don't make it because we live sufficient to goyim. I'm not sure what the din would be now. I don't know. I never heard anybody make this broch. I have to be honest, but talking about Yerushalayim and what goes on there. In Shalayim. In Shalayim, the Oslo Church. But, yeah, okay, I don't know. If they're not praying, I don't know. Oh, Mogim Shenem and Yakum, then you say to me, Shabocha Shaoka May Artsain. That they point out to the beginning. If it's a Tzor, you say Artsain. If it's a Chutz, you say Mimokam Azeh. And you also add on a Chem Shenek, Mimokam Azeh, Tente Oka Michom Akem is Yisrael. Vahoshev Leiv Ovdeim Laovdecho. It's like, I'm not talking about the Goyim, I'm talking about the Yidin. Any Yidin that were near Shal, you should bring them back. Ubechutz Lord, Saint Tzorich Lom Vahoshev Lo Ovdeim Laovdecho, Neshe Ruba Ovdechachom. It's Roy Vakum, so we're not being misspelled for them. Reb Shimon Elozer says, and we pass on the way in Shulchan Aruch, Af b'chutz loretz, and we don't, Tzorech lo makein, neshasidim lehiz gayin, the going will eventually come back, shenema, ozeh p'chalam im sof ha-brura. Dosh Rav Emnun, aroye bovel ha-risho, Parashah points out, since bovel was the machriv of the bayis, there are special brachas that we see bovel b'churbono. Tzorech levar chomish brachas, number one, raw bovel, you see the land itself, on a bor shehechriv bovel ha-risho. Raw basal shel demuchad netzar, on a bor shehechriv basal shel demuchad netzar ha-rosho. Raw guv shel ha-royis of kivshon ha-esh. The kivshon is not there anymore, but it means the pit. They claim they know where it is in Iran. They have somewhere they claim it that there it is. You see the pit where they made the fire to put into that kivshon for v'chanani shvuzor. Bor shehosen nisim, not labosein, but latzadikim, they all point out. That's why Gius is tzadik, because ovitz is only the ovitz. Chananim shazaya, don't know, they are not called ovitz. V'mokim azeh, ro makulis, om bor shenosen erachapayim, lo v'ritzoinai. Ro mokim shenotlin mimenu ofer. It's an interesting thing. Part of the curse of Bovel, it's in Rashi, the Rishonim bring. There's a certain place in Bovel that a bema can't come out of there unless you put some offer. There is a curse on Bovel to save him tatei ashmei. I'll sweep you out. Meaning even the offer is going to go out. There's a place in Bovel where an animal can't go out unless you take dirt from the ground and put it on the animal. Then she can go out. So if you come to that place, when he would see a donkey in Bovel loaded with offer, Torah flew Yod al Gabai, we give him like a slap on the back. V'ama Ruhutu run Tzadiki to the Chamoyrim. Lemeber Ruhusa de Maraicha. You're doing the Ritzain Hashem. Because Ritzain Hashem is to completely clean out Bovel even from the dirt. But the Tasei, I'll sweep it out. Bim Tatei Hashmeid. My brother Ravina Kavamoti le Bovel, he would have a shokel afro, but Suji would take a little dirt in his kerchief, Chesnish. V'shodi boy would throw it out. Lekayim Mashinemar. I never heard this thing from Rav Emunah about the five brachas. I figured it out by myself.